Look beyond your horizon.
Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
I am so grateful that you tuned in today. I am so grateful that I am able to be here to talk to you today. I am so grateful for Empower Radio. I am so grateful for my producer, Remy, and my program director, Brent. And I'm just saying these things because today we are going to talk about gratitude. Gratitude in the middle of a pandemic. And what better time to really learn how to be grateful? You know, our minds are so strong and they can take us in so many different directions on any given moment. So this morning, as I was reflecting on gratitude and what I would talk about today, I decided to go out and drink my coffee. I was grateful to get a cup of coffee. I was grateful for my husband who actually makes sure we have coffee every morning. He actually brings me a cup every morning first, but I took my second cup out to my porch and I was so grateful that it was sunny out. And so I sat down on a step and I was like just soaking in the sun. And then this blue jay was just like, rah, it was like making all these like angry noises and it was disrupting me. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. So here's a perfect example. So here I'm grateful for this moment. And then all of a sudden something just distracts me. It pulls me away. It pulls me away from my peacefulness. And it was just a bluebird for God's sake. But the point being is that in any given moment during the day, we can be pulled away from gratitude. It could be something as simple as your computer not working, your email not downloading. Someone says something in your family and, you know, or just anything, you know, worry, all of that fear, all of that can pull us away from gratitude. And I think what we have to know and recognize is, one, we are in charge of our own happiness, which we hear all the time, right? But sometimes people are like, are you kidding me? How can I be happy? Look at all the things that are going wrong in my life. But I am here to say that even in the darkest times, we can find some really killer moments, some really awesome moments. So I'll give you an example. A friend of mine is fighting cancer for the second time. The first time he ended up getting a bone marrow transplant, fighting and winning. And it was so awesome. And it was 7 years ago. And in February, the day before his birthday, he found out that he had cancer again. And this one's a doozy. And he's got a big fight ahead of him. And I'm having struggles with dealing with the thought of him having to go through this again. And in the middle of a pandemic, I feel like I can't be there for my friend, you know? And what does this have to do with gratitude? Well, I'll tell you what it has to do with gratitude. It has to do with the fact that I am recognizing a beautiful friendship. I am so grateful for this friendship. Am I grateful for cancer? No. Am I grateful for what cancer does for us, which means it makes us become aware of how important life is. So yes, in a sense, I can be grateful to cancer for this. Imagine that. So my examples are, you know, so while I couldn't be close to him, we can talk on the phone. I actually did drive to his house last week and we kept at least a 20-foot distance. I sat in my car with my guitar and he had his guitar in a chair and we just jammed and we wrote a song together. And it was an incredible experience. I am so grateful for the pandemic that this moment happened. It would not have happened if we didn't have a pandemic. I would not have experienced. He lives on this beautiful property with these trees and a cabin, and it felt like we were up north, which we weren't, but it felt like that. It was a beautiful, crisp Michigan day. I was grateful. Oh my gosh, I drove home so grateful. So what is something that is in your life that feels so heavy that you could somehow find the gratefulness in it? Think about that and think about the little things, and you can literally rewire your brain. Here's a quote. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. So did I light the flame within my friend? Sure. But did he light the flame within me? You bet. In the whole experience, you know, going back and forth with his wife on a text saying I wanted to come out and we wanted to surprise him. Oh my gosh, I was so grateful that she was open to it. She could have been like, no, don't, you know. Another example, I do these live Facebook concerts once a week now during the pandemic, and I don't know if it's working. I don't know if I should be doing it. It feels like Facebook is being inundated with musicians playing every 15 minutes. But the grateful emails and texts I get from people are incredible. And for example, people have been donating to the concert, so I've been writing thank you letters to each person who donated. And I have gotten the most incredible response from the thank you letter. I mean, imagine that a thank you letter can actually cause so much gratitude from the person receiving it. So there's like all this love going around, right? Just one thing after another. And what I looked at is, yes, I was so thankful and grateful for this being of taking, you know, their $10 and sending it to me when they could be holding onto it themselves, you know? And I would write a thank you letter and hoping that, you know, they would appreciate it. But to know that, for example, one of my fans who I sent a thank you to, it was her birthday, and she's, let's just say she's distant from her family right now. She's going through a lot of changes in her life. And this was the only thing besides a call from a friend of hers who they aren't even that close from India. The woman called from India to wish her happy birthday. So she received these two things on her birthday. What our gratitude and thankfulness to other people could do beyond what we even imagine. So just think about that. It is a powerful, powerful catalyst for happiness. It literally can light up someone else's soul by your gratefulness to show them how grateful you are to them. It's just little things. You know, we always look at these grandiose ways to, at least I do, because I grew up in a family that had money. And it was always the bigger, the better, right? The bigger the present, the more expensive the present. But you know what? It isn't. I learned after not being under my family's income that, you know, little things count too. And sometimes so much more. So imagine sitting down just writing a little thank you letter. Oh my gosh. So Ralph Waldo Emerson says, you cannot do a kindness too soon because you never know how soon it will be too late. Oh my gosh. Just like I explained, I think in my last podcast was I had a friend who passed away. I'm not sure if I did talk about this, but she passed away the day after we were supposed to go to dinner in April. Problem was, it was pandemic. We couldn't see each other. And in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, I have to call Paige, even though we're not going to see each other. I want to call her because, you know, it just would have been so nice if we could have gone to dinner. But I never called. And she died the next day. And I'm sure I will kick myself in the butt for the rest of my life on one hand. And on the other hand, I do have to forgive myself. But I'm just saying that it's so important and it takes so little time to do a kindness for someone before it is too late. And I'm not saying we live in fear, like, oh my God, you know, but it is the little things, you know? So can we, you know, a lot of people who may be pessimistic. I have some people in my life who cannot see the light, who cannot see, and rightfully so, if you look at their life from the perspective that they do, you know, whether it be they're divorced, or they suffer from depression, or they, you know, are financially struggling, or just, you know, fearful. And so it's hard for people to want to be grateful because they're scared. And it just makes so much sense. You know, we have so much inundated with society, whether it be what we should look like, what we should be like, the things we should own. You know, when you really, really get to the heart of things and dig deep, here's another quote. In ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. So think of all the things you've received in your lifetime. And are you thankful? Now, I can go down a complete long list to rewire my brain, and I have to. Oh my gosh. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a dark space when I wake up in the morning, and literally I have to start listing my blessings. And I say that to people all the time. You know, some people say, I can't get out of my head. I just can't get out of my head. I don't feel in control. I feel like I don't know what's going to happen. And so that's when I say, be still. Just be still and look around. So with this pandemic, one of the things I'm not thrilled about is having to learn more technology. And I'm griping about it, and I'm complaining, and I feel stressed, and, you know, my computer's lagging and all this other stuff. And then I had to stop myself and say, okay, Jill, cut it out. Bottom line here is, guess what? This is how I'm going to rewire it. Here's a great example, you guys. Okay. So I don't want to, you know, do this, learn all this stuff, right? But guess what I have? I don't even have just one computer. I have two computers. I have two computers. I have a cell phone. I have an iPad. Stop complaining. Like, I have to be grateful that I have these things. I also am married to a tech head who loves computers. I also have a producer who is really, really calm and peaceful with me when we're working on things that I'm on, you know, I'm just totally unaware on how to work it out. And I don't know what it is about technology and people like me who don't understand it, but if you want to get us from 0 to 100 in stress, this is how to do it. So I have to learn that joy is the simplest form of gratitude. So I have to be joyful in going towards these new adventures. I have to, my daughter said, Mom, you better get your head around it because this is the way of the world now. And I can go kicking and screaming, or I can say, okay, I'm going to go for it. I am going to learn. This can't be as hard as I'm making it. And I am going to be grateful for my resources, meaning the people in my life who love me, who have the patience to work with me on it, and also the monetary things that I have that make it possible for me to do these things. I have to be grateful for that. There are people out there who do not have a computer. There are people out there that don't have a cell phone. There are people out there who may have a cell phone but can't pay their bill. I can rewire my brain anytime I want. And that, my friends, is another reason to be very grateful. To not take for granted that my brain is capable of turning things around, that it is capable of saying, okay, I'm feeling a little squirrely today, but I have a choice. I have a big fat choice. I can stay in this moment, or I can literally, literally start counting my blessings. So let's go back to when I was outside feeling this beautiful sun soaking in on me and thinking about my day, being very grateful. And then this blue jay goes nuts, right? Breaks up my thought process, and it sounds really annoying. But then all of a sudden I'm like, nope, be thankful for the nature around you. And when I chose to turn my brain around on that, I not only heard the blue jay still, and he was loud, I heard the doves cooing. I heard the sparrows. I heard the wind blowing. And all of a sudden, all I could think of was we're in this community, you know, to be so diverse. My brain went to diversity, like how many different kinds of birds, how many different kinds of people we live with, what kind of community, how life still goes on, how in the middle of this pandemic, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the wind is blowing, and I am sitting in the middle of this. If you didn't know that there was a pandemic and you just saw me sitting in my backyard soaking up the sun, wouldn't that just be beautiful? How often do we take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude? That is a quote from Cynthia Ozick. Let me read that again. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. So how about just the fact that I could stand up and then sit down? How about the fact that I could hear? How about the fact that I could see? How about the fact that I could literally feel the sun soaking in on me? So what is it that's holding you back from gratitude? What are some of the things that weigh heavy on your soul and your mind and that you could turn around? So for example, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, obviously I am worried about paying my bills. As a musician and a life coach, everything just, woof, you know, went out the window in a matter of a couple days. But guess what I had to do? I had to learn how to file for unemployment. I know people that have had to file unemployment, but I never had. And while I was cranky about it and scared and freaking out, I also can look at the gratitude of the fact that, one, I'm capable of getting online and doing it. Two, the fact that it's there, that I can actually even file for it. And three, the fact that I've never in all my years have had to file for it before, and how blessed and lucky I have been in my lifetime. And now that I experience what unemployment's like, how much more respect will I have for people that have to do this a lot or often or have had to do it and they have a whole family that's depending on them and that pressure and they still do it. They get out of bed and they go for it. Those are my heroes, man. I'm telling you right now, because this whole experience has had to open my mind, teach me more patience than I ever thought was possible, and still get through life, wake up and be okay, you know? So I want to read a couple other quotes for you and just to kind of get you into the moment of gratitude. So gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. I like that. Here's another one. This is a really good one. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. Imagine that. So while some people, I know there's a lot of my friends who love to go out to eat, right? And I mean, I have friends that eat out 5-6 days a week. And now that they're in this, you know, pandemic, they have had to learn how to cook. And I have seen their transformation from cranky people who can't go and get their food or go sit and be waited on to learning how to shop for themselves and get out of their comfort zone and then find out they're the most incredible cooks. Like they could be a chef. Okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but the bottom line is it is a way to be grateful. Like had this pandemic not happened, these people would not have learned that they actually could cook. Imagine that. Here's another one that I like. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So if you can look in your past, this is a doozy for me. if you can look in your past and you see, I don't know about you guys, but with this pandemic, I've been cleaning out a lot of things. But when you clean out files and you run into photos and you see the past, and it brings up all these different kinds of emotions. Some are so fun. Some are people in your life that are no longer in your life, whether they passed or just relationships didn't work out. So all of these things that you witness from your past, some can be hurtful and some can be beautiful. But the point is, we can be grateful for all of it, because no matter what happened in our past, it made us who we are today. And in some ways, when you see some of those things from your past and you realize how much you grew from them, you can be so grateful, and that brings you peace for today. You can be at peace with yourself because it teaches you and it brings you hope for the future to say that, man, I've been in some situations where I never thought I'd get out of it, or I can't believe I did that, and have like a shameful feeling about it at the time, and realize that whatever that decision was that may have been detrimental or negative, you lived through it. You survived it. You learned from it. You actually shared with other people who have gone through it or are going through it. You can say, hey, man, I experienced that. Let me tell you what happened to me. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is gratefulness in that. So gratitude makes sense of our past. It really does. And it can bring peace for today and create a vision for tomorrow. So creating a vision for tomorrow is like, okay, what did I do in the past? And I'm grateful that this situation happened so that I don't ever, ever go near that kind of situation again, because I know what pain it caused me, or what that person or that type of person could do to me. Instead, I know from my past the kind of people I want in my life, the kind of situations I want. And I know that I want peace, not only for today, but for the rest of my life. Now, peace coming to you 24 hours a day is probably not realistic, but you can find peace in chaos. It's a choice. Gratefulness is a choice. Thankfulness is a choice. Thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist merely of words. Gratitude is shown in acts. That's Henry Frederick Emile. He quoted that. Isn't that beautiful? Here's another quote. Happiness cannot be traveled to own, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is a spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. So in other words, you can't necessarily own happiness, but you sure as heck can really embrace gratitude, love, and become graceful in that. You ever see those people, like, there's this woman I see all the time, and she's, well, I don't see her lately. She writes these beautiful poems. Her name is Sparrow. She's just awesome. And she works at a health food store. And literally, I have seen her walk down the street, and I could, like, the peacefulness that oozes off her is amazing. And I feel, I don't know her that well, but I know she's had to work at that, and had to work at it a lot. And she writes these poems that just take you into a peaceful state of mind. So I'm here to say that I hope that I can at least stir a little bit of gratefulness. I am so grateful for you. I am grateful that you tune in. I am grateful for the opportunity to talk about this. And I would hope that sometime today, if you're feeling in the midst of the spin cycle of your brain, that you stop, just stop right where you are and look around or close your eyes and think of one beautiful thing that you're grateful for. And I guarantee you, your heart will become lighter, your mind will become calmer, and you will be grateful. Have a wonderful, gratefully inspired week, and I'll talk to you next week.